Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Institute for Personal Development, Kriya Yoga Ashram, where total consciousness is the new frontier.
Kriya Yoga is union of the individual with the divine. Join us as we explore the practices to initiate this process.
Good morning. Welcome to the Voice of Yoga. Let's Talk Consciousness. I am your hostess, Lisa Winton, and with me is Kenny Toy, also known as Swami Jayananda, founder of the Institute for Personal Development, located here in Hampton, New Hampshire. Well, good morning, Swami. Thank you for being here today. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty good today. And how about you?
I'm doing great today, thanks. And I want to thank you, listeners, for tuning in. Today on The Voice of Yoga, we will talk about the role of prayer in a Kriya Yoga practice. In the context of creating your reality, asking for what you want is crucial. We will discuss the value of feelings in the creating process. Listener Swami makes a distinction between talking to God and feeling connected to the life force. Remember, Kriya Yoga is union with the divine. So join the Kriya Yoga Spiritual Advance, get the light in your soul, and pray on prana. So Swami, I thought what I would first do is talk a little bit about National Day of Prayer. And it is an annual holiday that serves to encourage Americans to pray. Well, the origins of National Day of Prayer dates back to 1787, when Benjamin Franklin asked President George Washington to open each day with prayer and to realize that prayer is deeply entwined in the fabric of the United States. But it really wasn't until 1952, during the Korean War, that Reverend Billy Graham petitioned support of Representative Percy Priest to observe a National Day of Prayer. So on April 17, 1952, President Truman signed a bill proclaiming National Day of Prayer and encouraged Americans to turn to God in prayer and meditation. So we celebrate it this same time every year. So I thought we would get started with a quote that I found from Mahatma Gandhi. And this quote is, "Prayer is not asking. It is a longing of the soul. It is daily admission of one's weakness. It is better in prayer to have a heart without words than words without a heart." So I thought that should get us started. So what are your thoughts on that?
Still think that prayer is asking that. But I also think that there are layers of prayer. And one of the things that we always talk about is the whole concept of the interchangeability of the words pray, P-R-A-Y, and P-R-E-Y. And I think that in the framework of Kriya Yoga, that it's really important to understand that what we pray on has an effect on how we get what we want. And what I mean by that is that if you understand that reality is multidimensional, things happening on different levels, and the way that quantum physics broke it down makes it doable, that underlying matter, you have particles, there are waves or energy, and then underlying energy is the void or the nothing. So the concept of spirit, this invisible, intangible source. And what we pray on, whatever it is that we use to validate ourselves, really determines your mode of operation. And one of the things that in Kriya Yoga we understand that to ask for what we want, you have to know what we want. And that in human development, it's really not until we individuate do we really know what we want. So even from that perspective, there are variables here. That if you don't separate from the pattern that we incarnate with, if you don't purge yourself of this original sin, then chances are that you are making all of your decisions based on infantile defense mechanisms, where basically we're looking for food, mother, and approval. But once you understand that the goal of religion in its original format and the goal of yoga as a spiritual science was to educate an individual in how to separate from this original pattern and join with a resource of energy that was growing, that was truth and wholeness, that gave a different return. And so maybe that's what Gandhi's talking about, this longing of the soul, because there is an innate drive in all of us that we want to be whole and we want to be complete. But in the framework of human development, you have to break your reality down into needs, wants, and a purpose. And so to me, prayer is asking for what I want, that it is an important part in my development. But first of all, I have to know who I am. And then what would my life look like if I was doing exactly what I want to be doing? And then to have a sense of confidence to ask for what I want, I think that's more of what my understanding of what prayer is.
So if I want to pray, P-R-E-Y, and is it possible for me to pray, P-R-E-Y, without asking for anything? Like, can I be connected to the life force by praying, P-R-E-Y, without my wanting to be connected to the life force? Because that would be still asking for something, which would be P-R-A-Y.
Well, to answer your question, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, from my understanding, I don't think that you can be connected to the life force without wanting it. I don't think you can separate from the pattern. I think that that's where I usually make a distinction between what I do and what I think most other people do. That I think that taught how to do this from those who can do it. That's what initiation was all about. That if, according to the alchemists, if we chronologically age and psychologically, spiritually, we do not do anything, that we will survive, but we won't grow. That in order for us to grow, that there had to be some tampering had to take place. There had to be a departure from what was instinctual. And that's what elevates the human to this position of being intelligent. And that's, to me, that's what Kriya Yoga is. That's what religion should be. But it has intention that we're actually trying to join with a resource of energy that, first of all, gives us a better return, because if we draw from particles or waves, we're drawing from what was called duality, which is fear and limitation. And in the framework of asking for what we want, one of the biggest obstructions is not believing that you're good enough. And so if you make this internal connection, and you feel connected to something that's pure, it's powerful, it's sacred, then I think it improves your chances of getting what it is that you want when you ask for what you want.
Interesting. Talking about if we feel that we're not good enough, and I understand from what your teachings are that is like a pattern, right, that we come in with, that maybe we're not good enough. So how can we pray on prana, or what do we have to do to understand if we are good enough?
Yeah, well, that comes down to the practice of yoga, that you you have to understand that there's a conversion that has to take place, that you have to separate from your attachment to things visible and tangible, and also things that are visible and intangible, or things that are invisible but tangible, and then join with this invisible, intangible source. And that requires a path of action, a path of knowledge, a path of devotion. It's not an easy catch. And you need to employ strategies. You have to purify yourself. It's not something that happens accidentally. It's not something that spontaneously happens. That's the kind of stuff that comes out of a lot of self-made celebrity pseudo-spiritualism, which really doesn't have this in place. They don't make a distinction between a human in the larvae state and a human in the adult state. Now, in this model, we make it very clear that if you draw from duality, you will be of a lower frequency. You will be of a lower vibration than if you draw from this void or this nothing, this concept of God, that you will be of a higher vibration. Now, that actually puts you closer to the creative principle. So it increases your chances so that when you ask for what you want, you can ask it with confidence. And if thought is an energy capable of producing effects, but remember, it's measurable based on the amount of strength we emit it with. It's our belief that really gives our thought the power of intention.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought about belief earlier when we were talking about praying and asking for what we want. And I was going to ask you, is this also a situation where we have to have, exactly what you just said, this belief that powers this intention behind it to enable us to get what we want, you know, to plug into the universe and with these, what we talk about, visuals and things like that. And like, this is what I want. I'm ready for it. And my body is in the position I can accept it.
Yeah, it's actually the belief. That's what most of us are looking for. Because we don't have this internal connection, most of us are looking for permission, something to believe in. That's why a lot of the modalities that are out there, a lot of the energy work today is really, you're capitalizing on the placebo effect. That you're actually looking for something to believe in so that when you ask for what you want, it has the power of intention. There's nothing wrong with that, but if you are looking to increase your chances, because the placebo effect is about 37.5%. Now, if you join with truth and wholeness and you understand that this internal connection gives you a different base of operation, then you can start to see how you're actually creating your reality, not just with the thoughts you think, but with the feelings you harbor, the beliefs you accept, and also a lot of it has to do with this internal mental work that we do in the studio of our minds.
All right, well, I think that's a great place to pause right now to hear a word from our sponsors. So listeners, we'll return with you shortly. Kriya Yoga Theory 2 is a unique and revolutionary practice and forum designed to facilitate the growth process in human development. Apotheosis is a real experience and has an evidence procedure. You cannot lead someone to permanent change by doing for them what they must do themselves. Personal accountability and responsibility are the foundation of Kriya Yoga Theory 2. You must be engaged and devoted. Prana power brings virtue to overcome fear, wisdom to overcome ignorance, purpose to overcome selfishness, enthusiasm to overcome laziness. Kriya Yoga is a path of action, knowledge, and devotion. These sessions are a celestial positioning system to guide the individual into union with the divine. For more information or to sign up for your next session online, go to www.ipdtransform.com. Namaste. And welcome back. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to The Voice of Yoga, and we are talking consciousness. So Swami, in my research, I have one other quote that I would like to say. And this quote is by Barack Obama that he had said during the National Day of Prayer back in 2015. And the quote is this: "In the face of tremendous challenges, prayer is a powerful force for peace, justice, and a brighter, more hopeful tomorrow. Today, as we join together in fellowship, we seek to see our own reflection in the struggle of others, to be our brothers and sisters keepers, and to keep faith in one another, in the promise of our nation, and in the Almighty." So what I get from this saying, and I want to talk to you about, is he mentions together in fellowship. So how does prayer and fellowship, how does that change when we're with a group of people as opposed to if we're just praying what we want individually?
Yeah, well, see, thought is an interesting thing because thoughts are measured in phase and amplitude. But thoughts that are in phase exponentially increase the amplitude. And so as you start to increase in numbers, you start to also increase the power of your intention. That's kind of like what we talk about, the 100 monkey theory.
Right. So when we are in a group of people and we are praying, now in order for that to be somewhat successful, I mean, everybody has to stay on point. We can't let our minds wander off. So that to me would kind of almost be more of a challenge to make sure that everybody in the whole group is focused on whatever it is that they're praying for.
Yeah, and that's what we talk about. What we pray on has an effect on how we get what we want. A lot of times I think we get too involved in the community and the whole like-mindedness thing. And in Kriya Yoga, you strive to have a primary relationship with the divine, that becomes your primary relationship. Because when we do that, everything changes. Now, you're not competing for energy on a limited level any longer. You're plugged into a resource that's inexhaustible. It gives you a little better mode of operation. It gives you the ability sometimes to even go against the collective consensus because you are connected to a resource that's just more powerful.
So in a group setting, you may not have everybody that's praying on the same level.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. But at the same time, if thoughts are in phase, then of course it will exponentially start to increase the amplitude of those thoughts. And when something reaches what's called critical mass, it affects the collective consciousness. But I also think that what we're talking about here is a little bit different. What we're trying to get a feel for here is that the divine norm seeking expression within you is a power that is moving forward and life. Now, when we are in harmony with this force, we experience happiness, joy, positive growth, and perfect health. So in this state, we are close to the creative principle. When we are out of sync with this force, we experience fear, anger, negative growth, abnormal health. And in this state, we are in conflict with the creative principle. So in the framework of this concept of praying, asking for what we want, a lot of it has to do with attuning ourselves with this divine norm. And to me, that's exactly what Jesus was saying when he talked about the Lord's Prayer and the whole thing of thy will be done. Because it's not my will, but it's thy will. So a big part of your practice is creating this primary relationship with the divine, being able to constantly adjust personal interest with this greater whole.
Now, during the commercial break, we had talked about equations and trying to prove the equations. And I had said to you, well, would the equation be, harmony plus this connection that we talk about? Does that equal, happiness and joy and all these other feeling states that we're looking for?
Yeah, to me, that's the whole key. But you have to recognize that you have to be harmonized with the life force. That, like we said before, there's a difference between worldly happiness, intellectual happiness, and eternal happiness. That what we harmonize ourselves with is going to have a big effect on how we ask for what we want or how we get what we want. Because it's going to depend on the resource that you use to get what you want. And if you are drawing from fear and limitation, then you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. That you, if you draw from fear and limitation, that's what you get, is fear and limitation. But when we draw from truth and wholeness, that's what we get, is truth and wholeness. And when you harmonize yourself with this energy field, with this source of sustenance, and the experience of joy that you feel, the happiness that you feel, it's different than when you're harmonized with particles or waves, when you draw from matter or energy. And again, that's why you want to really strive for this primary relationship with the divine in order to give you a platform so that you can ask for what you want and you develop beliefs that will give you the confidence so that you can emit your thoughts with the power of intention. And then now you're stepping out of what I would call the limitations of the placebo effect. Now you're increasing your chances. Mm-hmm. And you are starting to realize that by doing this internal work, you can actually start to create your reality. And in the framework of doing this, of course, you're attuning yourself with needs, wants, and a purpose. That it's not just about personal desire.
Right, I see. So we could actually even set that as a process that needs should come first. We need shelter, clothing, food, whatever.
No. No, you need prana, air, and water.
Oh, I see. So those kind of, I understand. I see. So those kinds of needs, and then the wants could be any material type of things or wants, or it could just be, like, I want to be more happy.
Well, yeah. And again, in this model, we get a lot of the ambiguity out of it. I just want to be happy. Is too vague. I want to be happy because the universe loves me. That, to me, brings you back to your needs, using what you need to produce the feeling that you're happy. Then when you have that internal connection, then asking for what you want, because the other thing that happens with this internal connection is that you individuate. So now you're out of the fear. Now you're not making choices based on what you think other people want you to do. you're actually being able to decide what it is that I want, whatever it is, what is my unique talent? What is the one thing that I do better than anyone else? Because until you individuate, you're still making your decisions based on what you think other people want you to do.
That's very interesting how we have that pattern. Like you were saying, that we want things because we think other people want us to be a certain way or have those certain things.
Yeah, that's what we call seeking approval. And for the most part, we will do that from the cradle to the grave unless we are taught how to separate from that pattern. That's why there's a big difference between therapy and the Kriya Yoga that we teach, because we're not trying to cope with this regressive cycle. We're not trying to be able to make it as comfortable and user-friendly as possible. What we're trying to do is separate from it, join with a different resource of energy, and then put ourselves in a position where we are co-creating our reality. And we're doing it by controlling our thoughts and shaping our feelings and beliefs, and actually using visualization to rehearse scenes so that you can actually attract things that would be in sync with your sense of purpose.
And I think that's one of the keys right there is being creative to be able to, like you say, rehearse those scenes in your mind, be able to make those visuals happen in your mind.
Right. And that becomes another skill that you learn in the practice of Kriya Yoga, that if you are accustomed to using your creativity, your imagination, and then recognizing that when you're asking for what you want, you don't use words, but you use pictures that are associated with feelings. Because again, if you have the feeling of joy, if you have the feeling of happiness, then you are closer to the creative principle. You're at a frequency that will attract this divine norm that is seeking expression. If you have feelings of anger and negativity and jealousy and fear and doubt, then of course you're out of sync with this divine norm and nothing happens. So you're asking for what you want, and the collective consensus is that sometimes God's answer is no to your prayer. But in reality, what we have to do is we have to be in sync with this creative principle, and your wants and what you're getting in alignment. If you're not getting what you want, then you're out of sync with this creative principle.
Wow, that makes perfect sense when you say it like that. So we really have to train ourselves to really harness this creativity. It sounds like it always comes back to us being creative, and that puts us in the right energy field to get what we want.
Right. And if you are using what you need to produce the feeling you're happy, you're in a position of strength. Then, of course, you have to change your thoughts, you have to change your feelings, you have to change your beliefs, in order to attract what it is that you're looking to bring into your life.
Oh, perfect. Well, I think with that, we do have to start closing down the program. So listeners, I invite you to please visit the website, www.ipdtransform.com. Once you're there, you can make comments about this show or give us ideas for future shows you would like us to do. But do keep those comments, questions, and curiosities coming, because Swami does enjoy hearing from you. And be sure to tune in next week. We're going to talk about modeling air quality and union with the divine. So, Swami, do you have any other final thoughts or comments about today's show?
Well, I would like to invite people to maybe start to look at some of our Facebook Live posts. And with that, wish everybody good luck with your prayers and namaste.
And thank you for listening to our program, The Voice of Yoga. This is Lisa Winton, along with Swami Jayananda, signing off. Have a wonderful Kriya Yoga kind of day. Namaste.